That, of course, is the voice of Bonnie Kolak. I just felt like hearing Bonnie Kolak. The album is Here to Sing. I'm Rick Hogan. The show's After Hours. Brett and Elifer here taking care of me. And on the phone, one of my great friends and one of the great entertainment entrepreneurs of all time, the one and only Dana Montana. Hi, Dana.
Well, hello, Mr. Kogan. How are you?
Mr. Kogan, is it now? Dana, for more than, as many of you know, for more than 30 years, has run a place called the Sugar Shack in just outside Lake Geneva that you and your daughters and your mothers and your grandmothers all went there for bachelorette parties. And the Sugar Shack is a great place. It's a wonderful venue. But my favorite, as you well know, maybe, Dana, is it because I'm getting older that I fell in love with the dancing horses and animal gardens?
I guess so. More romantic, huh?
Yes, I've lost that romantic. I've lost that romantic urge. I have written and I have said many times on the radio that I believe that the dancing horses and the animal gardens is the greatest entertainment in the Midwest, because you are a born entertainer. It all is the result of you loving horses from the time you were a little girl, spending time with your grandparents in Lake Geneva, isn't it, Dana?
Oh, yeah. It definitely dates back to the very first pony ride when I was 5 years old. You know, it was the thing that hooked me, and it's still with me many, many moons later.
Well, when did you, remind me when you opened Dancing Horses. I know for a time you had an Arabian horse farm, but it was not open to the public, certainly. And you all of a sudden got the idea to have the Dancing Horses, which is an extraordinary show.
Yeah, it's been running for around 15 years now as a typical, you know, Vegas quality show. And doesn't travel. It stays in Lake Geneva. It operates all year long, even though in the summer it's full-time and in the fall and winter it's part-time, you know, three days a week.
How has this summer been for you?
It was a crazy summer. You know, the weather was kind of weird for half the summer. Spring wasn't spring and summer wasn't summer. And then we finally hit, you know, in July. And it just was a very, very late start. A late start for everybody. It seemed like no one wanted to start, you know, doing the summer things until late in the summer.
Well, that's why I'm glad to have you on, because, I mean, today was about as nice a summer day as you could imagine, and the rest of this week looks like it's not going to be 9,000 degrees. When you decided, Dana Montana, to start the Dancing Horses, you could have, with the venue you have, just had the show, because the show is extraordinary, and the show on its own is worth seeing and worth seeing many times. But you also decided to embellish it with the petting zoo, the animal gardens, the bird show. Why did you want to have all that other stuff?
Well, you know, when you're having a good time and it's over, you just kind of don't want it to end.
Yeah.
That was kind of like what I wanted to do with the tale of the show's over. And as you're walking out, all of a sudden you wander into a bird show and then you wander into a petting zoo and you're petting a baby camel or a baby possum. Or we had so many babies this year. We had, God, I think we had 27 baby goats alone.
Oh, God.
And it was like goat land over there.
One of the cool things, and you know I've been up there with Fiona and some of her friends, the great daughter Fiona, and some of her friends, that feeding of the goats is one of the most extraordinary things. And I think part of it, Dana, is that city kids, they can go to the zoo, and Lincoln Park Zoo is a great place run by our friend Kevin Bell, or they can go to Brookfield, but they don't, they sort of, in our lifetime, kids have sort of lost touch with nature, don't you think?
Yeah, it's always arm's length. It's always through a glass window, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's not. It's hands in. Our newest feature this summer was Parakeet Paradise, where they walk into a room and there are at least 100 parakeets in
the
room.
No way.
And they fly down. The kids carry a stick with feet, honey and feet on it, and they all fly down and land on your hand and your arm, and they eat the honey off the stick. and you're walking around with about 20 little parakeets floating all over your arm.
Is that in the bird show part of the
No,
thing?
No, it's in the petting zoo this year.
It's out. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
It's right when you walk into the baby barn. It's part of the baby barn feature this year.
Well, you know me. I would be terrified. I would be so scared of that.
Well, yeah, you'd think of Alfred Hitchcock.
I would. Bird, yes, of course I would. But no, little girls and boys would love it. You have had, I mean, so many people over the years have heard you on this show, and then they've gone up there and written back. The word of mouth on Dancing Horses and Animal Gardens is really amazing to me. It must be to you, too. It must really make you proud.
It does, and that's exactly why I do it. It is not a venue that is very financially successful for me.
Sure.
Because the output, the financial output in keeping an operation with 50 horses and costumes and entertainers and everyone living on property 24/7 is wild. You know, I mean, it's very, very expensive. A couple of years ago, in lieu of trying to keep up with it, I opened another animal venue called Lollipups, and that's a dog and cat, you know.
Yeah, how is that doing?
Great.
See, I was there. I think I was there. I think Fiona and I were there when you first opened it. It's right across the street.
Right.
And Dancing Horses and Animal Garden is so convenient. It's just, you just get off Route 50 when you're going up to Lake Geneva, drive just through Lake Geneva, and it's like a couple miles west of Lake Geneva. It could not be easier to get to, could it?
No, it's very easy. It's not a problem to get to. But we wanted to have something for when people go away on vacation. They want their dog to be on vacation. So we made this Lollipop Land where it looks like the Wizard of Oz with a yellow brick road and munchkin houses. And the dogs actually sleep in the munchkin houses. And we also have a tree house for dogs. So it's another animal venue that we've added to, you know, to a part of the park, and the people are just loving it. They bring their dogs there, and the dog stays there, and then they go on vacation, and the dog's on vacation. So
what a I'm so fun. Glad. I mean, because you weren't sure, you know, you have, Dana, and have always had great, great instincts, but you're never sure until you do it, right?
That one was it doubled. It doubled its business and everything within 2 years. It's very, very successful. Horses are still a struggle. The show is very, very expensive, and the staff and everything, and people to this day still don't know we're there.
And
no. They have no idea that we're there.
Well, because I think one of the reasons is that they don't realize that a show, and I will say it again, I'd be a critic, it is an extraordinary, even someone like, remember when Charles Osgood, the great photographer, came up there and took pictures, everybody who goes there is totally amazed, not just at the beauty of the horses, but the quality and narrative of the show itself. I mean, the music, and well, I have someone... After a short commercial break, I have someone, a young critic, who's going to pipe in and tell you what she feels about it, because wouldn't that be fun to hear? You know
right.
Who I'm talking.
Yes.
Dana and Fiona became great buddies about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago when she first came up there. And she's coming up next week, too, so you'll see her. So hold on a second. We're talking to Dana Montana, who runs Dancing Horses and Animal Gardens. The website for you people is thedancinghorses.com. And you've trusted me all these years. I think it's certainly the greatest family entertainment in the Midwest. Look, all you people dragged yourselves over to North Avenue Beach to watch a bunch of jets fly through the air. And I'm sure that's, you know, interesting for 5 minutes. But this is the kind of show that can change the lives of children. I really, really believe that. So, Dana, hold on.
Okay.
We'll come back and talk some more about the show, what may be new, what music you use, and we'll hear from a young budding critic who also is incredibly, incredibly fond of, incredibly fond of you. Thank you.
temptation.
That's Bonnie Kolak. I'm Rick Kogan, and on the phone with me is my friend Dana Montana, who runs the Dancing Horses and Animal Gardens in a place called the Sugar Shack in Lake Geneva. The website is thedancinghorses.com, and I must tell you, the experience is one in a million. How many different, you have 50 horses up there, Dana?
Yes, 50. And this year we have been joined by a new pair of black and white Pinto standard bred horses that are awesome. Manes down to the floor practically, and they have a superior act. And they'll be with us for the rest of the summer till the end of October. You got to see them. They are stunning, Rick.
Well, they're still, I mean, a lot of parents, their kids are still on vacation, some of your kids for a while, but it's a great place to go any day. I mean, it doesn't have to be, ooh, we have to do something on summer vacation. It's a great weekend place, too. And Lake Geneva is just a cool, cool town. The show, you were always changing it. I mean, I'm trying to give these people a sense. You can get a little sense on thedancinghorses.com, but it is a series of numbers involving horses and riders and music and dancing waters. How many different numbers do you have in the show now, Dana?
Oh, I'd say there's at least 20 different changes of scenes and costumes and acts, you know, different themed acts that go on during the hour and a half production, at least 20 different scenes.
And these are all professional riders, and they're all, most of them, very attractive people. You also have all these kind of interns, people
right.
who are eventually going to go work at zoos across the country in mm-hmm. charge of the whole petting zoo. These are not just, you know, people you pulled off the street. These are people doing an internship, right?
Right, right. And they live there. We yell at them, live there. They're young people that want to get a job in the zoo, and the only way they can do that is to put months in and hands on. And we have young equine girls that want to become performers, so they come there to learn. So we have a tremendous learning program that goes on along with the professional show that's there every day.
That's right. And your concern and care for the animals is unrivaled. I mean, you're a great friend. I remember you had to get certified for some reason early on, and Kevin Bell, the president of Lincoln Park Zoo, came up there and said, "This is a great place." I want to hear, that's Kevin Bell talking. This is Rick Kogan talking, saying what a great place it is. I now want to play you, if you think, well, I wonder if my kids will like it. I asked Fiona a few days ago, I said, "Fiona, I'm going to have Dana Montana on the radio." And she goes, "Oh, Dad, I miss Dana so much." I said, "Well, okay, then go up there this weekend with your mom and see her and see the horses. But I want you to do," she has an iPhone now, Dana, I know,
I know.
I said, "Look, why don't you, Fiona, why don't you do a review and then record it in your iPhone, and I'll play it on the radio, and Dana will hear it." So, Dana Montana, here is a 12-year-old Fiona Kogan telling you and everybody else what she thinks of the Dancing Horses.
"We are all enchanted by some kind of dream, though we often don't see them come true. But in the heart of Lake Geneva, Dana Montana's dream has come true. Since she was little, Dana has dreamed of owning a horse farm, and now that dream is not only surviving, but thriving. One of the many exciting attractions at Dana's Dancing Horses Theater, the main attraction, is the Dancing Horses show itself, with a combination of clever horses, dazzling lights, and enchanting music, you will be amazed when you watch this magical performance. But not only is the show spectacular, the petting zoo is full of fun and playful animals, like little pigs, hedgehogs, and even a boxing kangaroo. The petting zoo also contains small bunnies that are fuzzy, fluffy, and sweet. You can pick them up and snuggle them. They warm your heart. You also won't want to miss the bird show, where you can see birds doing crazy things like singing and riding a bike. So if you are lucky enough to be in the area, make sure to visit the Dancing Horses Theater. Explore, discover, and above all, have fun."
What do you think of that?
Well, Rick, I think she's going to be your sidekick on the radio. And
oh, she can. Oh, no. We've already decided. Brett is engineering now, and he's kind of new to the whole scene. Elif already believes that Fiona should have her own show.
It's over.
I know, but you can tell in her voice, because I didn't help her with that at all. You can tell in her voice her incredible affection and enthusiasm for it. And you remember her face up there. And the face of her friend Belle, when they first saw the horse show, they were freaked out. It's not like looking at a video on your phone. It's real, and it's something. There's no place else in the Midwest that does anything like this, is there, Dana?
No, nobody's left anymore. Remember your friend in Arabian Nights after 20 years?
Oh, yeah, in Florida, yeah.
Closed it after 20 years doing that show. No more horses there. No more circuses, hardly. They're all going down because of this animal rights BS, you know. and here we are, you know. We're the only little production. Well, we don't travel. That's one good thing.
That is
left doing a live animal show. It's so sad, but... You know,
well, but it's a great thing you're there. And one of the things is it just, you know, word of mouth is one thing. But, man, and one of your birds was on America's Got. What was that bird on? What show?
Yeah, that was Echo.
Echo the bird was on America's Got Talent. He finished like third or something.
Well,
that bird was pretty amazing. that bird kind of scared me. He was just too smart.
Yeah, he's still there.
Is he really?
Beaming in the spotlight, doing the show every day.
Wow.
He's still there. You know, birds live to be about 100 years old, Rick.
Well, I'll probably miss his last performance then, won't I, Dana? And also, how is just on another aside, everything going okay with our friend Mark Nasser, the great...
You know, I would love to have this thing develop. Mark would like to write my life story.
Yeah.
And we have worked on it a little bit, and he's right on button with it.
Yeah.
Only it's getting the time for, he's in California and I'm here.
I think it's going to happen, though. He's a good guy, and he's the guy who was behind Johnny Boy's graduation here, and he's also one of the creators of Tony and Tina's Wedding. So he knows what he's doing. I'm glad I put the two of you together. Dana, how do you, you work, you know, 20 hours a day. You got the Sugar Shack, you got the Animal Gardens, you got a couple other things going on. Do you still get energized? I've seen it happen. When the horse show begins, you get re-energized. It's always new and exciting to you, isn't it?
I'm always creating with this show. You know, now we're talking about what we're doing with the Christmas show and what new acts are going to be putting in and new costumes. We had a meeting about that today. And the Christmas show is phenomenal. It runs November through January. And so we do these shows all year long. And every show has to have a little bit something different in it. So when people come, they go, oh, my gosh, that's a new act. We didn't see that last time we were here.
Well, I think that's always been true. Every time I've gone up there with a space of between 6 months here and there, it's like a brand new show. And that's why it is something that people, you know, in the same way that everybody go look, the Air and Water show's back in town and go see that, they should feel the same way about you and the dancing horses and the animal gardens and that crazy, crazy, crazy bird show. Dana, it's always great to talk to you, and I will I'll send you a copy of that Fiona Kogan review, and you'll see her next week. She's gonna, now that she has an iPhone, she goes, Dad, do you think it would be okay if I called Dana when I'm in Lake Geneva? I said, well, that's why you have an iPhone, honey.
She better come to see you, Rick.
Oh, I know. Don't get mad at me. She will come. I know. She will come to see you. She will. Wait till she's like 17 and brings all of her, you know, burnout boyfriends and girlfriends up to see you.
Wait till the boyfriend meets Rick Hogan at the door with a shotgun.
Yeah, it'll be more than a shotgun. Dana, take care of your sweet self. Well, you don't work too hard. I know you work harder than almost anybody I know, but get some sleep when you can.
It was great hearing from you, Rick.
You too, honey. You too. You were a great, great friend. And the Dancing Horses and Animal Gardens is a great, great place. You, ladies and gentlemen, go to thedancinghorses.com and you'll get a, I may send Elif up to do a report on the place. She's my new producer, Dana, and you'd like her a lot.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You'd like her. Let her ride a horse. Let her play with a beard. Let her be covered in parakeets. Dana, it's always good to talk to you. And you and Mark, get that movie made, will you, please?
Thanks, my
love.
All
right, honey. See ya. She is one of a kind, ladies and gentlemen. One of a kind. We got to take a little break. I'll come back, throw it to news, and then you'll hear from Rob Elder about Ernest Hemingway.
Jen Michaels on WGNplus.com.
I'm Spiritual Dammit is different conversations with authors in the spiritual space, self-help, woo-woo, paranormal, basically everything that pushes the envelope that people want to talk about, but they're kind of afraid to talk about. I'm Spiritual Dammit is best-selling authors that think outside the box about spirituality, self-help, and everything else that's going on. You can find I'm Spiritual Dammit at WGNplus.com. We have new podcasts every week, so check it out for a new conversation.
This will be a very literary show today. We have Rob Elder coming in here right after the news to talk about his new book, Hidden Hemingway, Inside the Ernest Hemingway Archives of Oak Park. Then we have another native Chicagoan, Ashley Prentiss Norton, to talk about her funny and also a bit sad novel, If You Left. And then Julia Keller, formerly of the Tribune, the Pulitzer Prize-winning writer for the Tribune, to talk about her latest novel. Can you believe all this? Unbelievable. Please stay tuned.